Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry.
I am so honored today because I have Babylon Brooke with me, and Babylon Brooke loves inspiring others and showing how absolutely anything is possible. If you want a hype girl in your corner, call Brooke. She is the founder of Standout Online Academy, as well as international award-winning host, keynote speaker, coach for women entrepreneurs, and former actor plus Fortune 500 spokesperson who blends her entertainment background with her severe 10-year health journey to help entrepreneurs, businesses, and organizations communicate effectively and stand out online. Amplifying the voices of her clients and audiences is one of her favorite things to do, in addition to being a proud advocate for those with invisible disabilities. She has been featured on NBC, CBS, HGTV, MTV, and in Yahoo Finance, New York Finance, and Voyage LA. Her motto in life is, when you wake up breathing, it's a good day. And Babylon on Brooke stands for keep going. You can follow her at Babylon Brooke on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Clubhouse, or Twitter, where she hosts the Inspirational Station, and find out more of her offers, including Standout Online Academy and her website, www.babylonbrooke.com. Thank you so much for being here today, Brooke.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here, Dr. Caroline. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I am so excited to dive into your journey. You've had quite the journey. So if you could, in a nutshell, give us a little overview, and then we'll dive deeper into it as well.
Sure. Okay. So by the way, there's a bird squawking in the background. So we have some, you know, fun background noise going on. Thank you, Mother Nature, for providing that. So I come, like you said, I come from the world of entertainment. I spent my career as an international award-winning host, a TV and stage actor, and a Fortune 500 spokesperson. So the reason that I say all that is to let you know, I was always around people. I was always speaking. I would average usually between 12 to 15 events per week, so red carpet events, that kind of thing, constantly out and about. And then one day I was in a car accident. It turned my life upside down. So I wound up having 6 neck surgeries, several hospitalizations, and then eventually becoming housebound because my neck injury impacted my breathing and my speaking. So I could no longer even get out to see doctors anymore. There was nothing they could do at the hospital. They said, we need you to adopt a housebound protocol. So what I did was I laid flat on a massage table 24/7, basically just staring at the ceiling, wondering why I was here, waiting for the doctor to arrive. And he would do that each day between 4 to 6 hours a day. He would come and hook me up to different machines and do different things. And that would assist with my breathing. My partner quit his full-time job to become my 24/7 caregiver, spoon-fed me, took me to the bathroom, all that stuff that someone, you know, a grown woman especially would never want to have done, especially in her early 30s, which I was at the time. And that was my life. So there was a lot to it. I went bankrupt. I became suicidally depressed, estranged from my family and friends, because now my life was just isolated within 4 walls. It was an absolute nightmare. And fast forward, wound up taking to live streaming because I needed community. So we rigged this iPad to basically levitate above me, and I would communicate with those people. Before I could speak again, I would communicate through blinking. So people would tune in, 20,000 people would tune in to watch this girl on a table blinking, and they learned my language. So they knew to ask me yes or no questions. And one blink back to them meant yes, 2 meant no, 3 meant I love you. And so they became my global community, and that gave me hope. They became my why. And that's where Babylon comes from. For myself, I needed a mantra, and it means keep going. Then I would remind them of the same. And the letters started pouring in that their lives were saved. There were a lot of people who were suicidal that were tuning in, also looking for hope. And it just gave me that fuel, you know, my reason, and saying, oh my gosh, I'm not just trying to get through this for me. I'm trying to do it for them. I have to show them what's possible. And I truly believe anything is possible. I had doctors tell me to say my goodbyes, you know, and it's like, here I am, flourishing. So fast forward again, I started to get stronger and healthier. I wound up eventually being able to get outside of the home years later, see more specialists, have more very advanced procedures, and start to get my life back to an extent, but in a different way. And I said, you know, now that I'm in this position, I really want to help people as a result of my journey. And so I became a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And that is half of what I do. And then the other half is I coach entrepreneurs to communicate more effectively, both with others and with themselves, because it all starts with our own mind, right? And so through that, they're able to really bloom and succeed. And so I'm honored actually now to have had the journey that I had. I used to look at it as losing 10 years of my life, but now it's more of, wow, what did that give me? So I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm so grateful that you are here today to share your journey, but also how many people you have been able to help and persevering through all the things that you have gone through, especially with our health mindset aspect that can be so detrimental, but you allow that to be the fuel and just having that first initial with the iPad streaming and being able to blink and how important communication is, not only with others, but with ourselves too. And I love that like journey where it led you today, because I think that's so powerful and there's so much why behind it. I mean, I'm kind of putting words in your mouth right now, but understanding too, the fact that it's really about just being able to use our voice effectively and being able to get the message out. And that's exactly what you're helping so many people do.
Absolutely. And yes, if you want to put words in my mouth that way, you can do that all day. That was beautiful.
No, but I mean, really, it goes back to just that communication piece. So I would love for you to share too, once you started really gaining that fuel and gaining a community, what was that initial step of like, okay, I'm doing better. I want to make this into a business. I really want to help others. After you started speaking at engagements and motivational speaking and then transforming it into a coaching business as well.
It happened completely organically. And I know you hear people say that all the time. Mm-hmm. And I used to hear people say that and go, well, how is that possible? You know, like do angels come down from somewhere and say, hey, this is what you should be doing. But that really is what happened. It was very, very organic. It was very natural. And so I began speaking. I mean, I was already sharing, right? Communicating however I could physically. And then that continued to morph and grow. And then something that really began to explode my coaching business and how I was attracting people easily was when social audio came out. So I was already sharing online on various platforms on social media, but then we had Clubhouse come out. And not long after that, Twitter Spaces, Facebook's live audio, everyone has their own version pretty much by now. And people would hear me speak. I didn't go on there looking for coaching clients. I just went on with the intention to help people. And okay, I have this amount of time that I can give today. Let me go on and see if what I have to share resonates with anyone. And if it brightens their day or gives them hope, people started reaching out to me and asking, you know, was I taking on any more clients? And at that time I wasn't. And so now I had to look at my schedule and go, how can I do this? And so what's interesting is I really dove into that and tried to dissect it. And that's a lot of what my programs are about now is, okay, how did that all come together? You know, because I was doing it without even realizing exactly what I was doing. I think a big piece of the pie is getting yourself out there. That's a hump that a lot of people struggle to get over. But the truth is, if you can just get over that hump and start being out there in some shape or form, whatever is most comfortable, you know, to you, then you can work on the more uncomfortable things later. But whatever is that lowest barrier to entry for yourself, just make sure you get out there and people will come. It's like, if you remember the movie Field of Dreams, with Kevin Costner, and you know, the whole thing was, if you build it, they will come. And he built this baseball stadium and the people came in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. It's the same is true online, you know? And so that's a piece of advice that I would give any budding entrepreneur or any established entrepreneur is just make sure you're out there consistently.
Yes, because if nobody's going to know that you're out there unless you put yourself out there.
Exactly.
And I love that your program too, what it's called and everything that you started, you're building, but it just came out. So could you tell us a little bit more about your newest program that you have?
Sure. It's called Standout Online Academy. And it was birthed as a result of everything that I worked on with one-on-one clients over the years. I pieced all that together and created it into a group program. So it helps entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs in particular, more easily attract their ideal clients and customers. And it helps them by teaching high-level communication and mindset skills. So this is 25 years of experience on my end that I've put together through entertainment and my mindset journey to give to people and take them through something that they've never gone through before. I've never seen anything like this. And everyone that has been previewed it, they've never seen anything like this. It really is a nice blend of a lot of things that are out there. And you don't need to chase trends anymore or algorithms. When you can get that real high level communication and mindset under your belt, you can tackle anything personally or professionally. And so that's what this does. And it helps you. The biggest thing is uncover your communication zone of genius, which is something I created. I call it the COZOG. Once you've done that, because it's in there, but most people don't know what it is.
Right.
Once you can uncover that, the world is your oyster. Uncover and strengthen that, and you can do absolutely anything.
And you're a testament to that, right? Using the skill set that you had, and now you're being able to really teach others how to do the same in their zone of genius. And I love how you framed it too, but like being able to really use that mindset and communication, because that is everything. What we think is what we say sometimes, or what we don't say, because communication isn't just speaking. It's also the nonverbals, or the, like what you had mentioned too, with blinking, like there's so many aspects of communication as well. So just being able to have a program that you've created with all your experience, just in one space for somebody to learn how to really shine in their light. I love that. And I think it's really important. So we'll definitely link it below. So click on it if you're interested. I'm sure you might be. But with that being said, with the clients that you have worked with, I know you've worked with several, but what has been maybe one or two clients that really stood out with their success story of how they really went through your coaching and really transformed as well?
Oh my gosh. I think that is the most rewarding thing about being a coach, is seeing the results. And often what I found is that the results, what they come in for wanting, they wind up getting bigger and better results than they even imagined once they go through the work. And isn't that so exciting when you see someone do that? So, oh my gosh, I have one woman who, she wound up completely blowing her mind and getting a job at an international news station, which was her dream as a little girl. And she didn't think that that was possible. And she thought she wanted to do her own thing and create her own company, and then completely pivoted and said, you know, I really want to go after what my heart's always desired. And she did, and landed it. And she's uber successful over in actually Singapore now.
Oh, wow.
And so that was mind blowing, because we didn't start that way. And then we went, you know, let's just, why not? Let's go for this. Let's try this. And I have a client who, through the pandemic, completely tripled her revenue, exploded her business, because we figured out different ways to go about it. She had to shut her business down during that. So we came up with different streams of income, different ways that she could do that. And the other one that comes to mind that I love is someone who had a full-time job, but wanted to be an entrepreneur. And so she wound up doing the opposite of the first example, but she left her full-time job thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I can't really go out there and be an entrepreneur. It's so, quote, unstable, right? You don't know what comes with that territory. And she decided to do it. She went with it, and she's flourishing. So it's really fascinating the different futures that people can create for themselves. But so much of it starts with the belief that you can, and then looking for evidence to prove to yourself that that's true.
Yes.
And once you can start seeing some evidence, just even a little bit out there, it builds upon the last piece of evidence, and it builds and it builds and it grows. And then your confidence really starts to get under your belt. And that's what I found is one of the keys for people is really accumulating that evidence and really just holding on to that.
Right. And that's what you were saying too in the beginning, just even like getting in front of people, letting your message be known. And it's starting with a small step that's going to allow you to do. And it's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable, but it's pushing through that discomfort and knowing that if you truly desire something, you're capable of doing it. It's just that self-belief and building that confidence. And I love that you're saying too, like pulling the evidence, like really listening to that, like being able to have that confirmation, because celebrating those small wins versus focusing on this big picture. And that's what I hear you saying too, of just like really absorbing that, understanding the differences of how, if you are allowing yourself to celebrate those tiny wins and those milestones, it's going to allow you to continue to move forward and want to, especially like all the variety of clients you've shared of just the different passions they had. But at the end of the day, it goes back to that confidence and the mindset and communicating. And I think that's just so powerful. That's like the basis of everything, I think too.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you know, neuroplasticity. You know, we can shift our beliefs. We can change our mind. And so it's a matter of, okay, how do we do that? And that is part of, little do they know, but that's part of what I'm taking them through. Yeah. What I'm trained in. And I don't like use those words because they can seem daunting and, you know, they think I had three heads, but that is part of it. It's really shifting and retraining the mind.
Yes. And it's a process, but it's also like people come into coaching, for instance, for you, and they think they're getting one thing, but they're also getting everything underneath that. It's like everything under the hood.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Absolutely. It's kind of like, well, if you go see a doctor, right, and you need surgery, you go in thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to have, I don't know, let's just say surgery on my, pick an organ, you know, anything. Yeah. But what is all, like, you think of all the steps that have to happen prior to the day of surgery, all the testing, right? All the results that now need to be read, you know, by the professional, all that. And there's so much to it. So you're right. I think people often go to a coach for the end result, right? Of course they do.
Yeah.
Not knowing or thinking about everything that goes on before they get to that end result. You know, it's like that iceberg analogy. Yes. You see what's above, but you don't see everything that's below. And I think the greatest coaches out there are the ones that can really hide all the stuff that's underneath, but in a pleasant way and in an authentic way for their clients, take them through that journey. And it's going to be different for every client.
Right.
And, you know, take them through in a way where they don't come out as robots or carbon copies of each other or someone else, but they can play to their own unique strengths. So identifying that and then helping them blossom as the person that they're meant to be, not who the coach thinks that they should be, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It goes back to just understanding each individual as an individual, because not one person is the same. You might have similarities in some capacities, but just the vision, just even like the clients you gave examples of, and just even seeing a lot of your posts of just success stories and things that you've accomplished, but also there's just so many differences, but really playing a part to your uniqueness and your strengths and being able to reach the masses doing that as well. And I'm curious with your journey, because I'm sure there's been ups and downs, just like any entrepreneur, maybe not a lot, but you know, if you had to look back on a lot of the roadblocks or lessons learned, what is maybe like two or three things that you could share with us that you really had maybe struggled with, but were able to push through and really learned a valuable lesson?
Gosh, the first one that comes to mind is really an extension of what we were just talking about, which is you don't have to be like everyone else. And that took me a while to figure out. I thought, you know, you log on to Instagram and you see all these people posting pretty much the same thing. At least when I started on Instagram, that's how it was. And I thought, okay, that's how this works. You know, you have to look like that. You have to show that. You have to say this, you have to whatever. And that's so not the case. Yeah. And actually, that's a lot of what Standout Online Academy is about. It's playing to your own strengths, really developing those, and how do those translate into being online?
Yeah.
That's the secret sauce. But for the longest time, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, to be successful on here, which then will equate to being successful off of here, means that I have to do what these successful people are doing on here. And I think that that's something so key to realize. That's not the case. As a matter of fact, the more different you can be, the better it's going to work out for you. So that was something that took me a while. Another thing that comes up, I thought, because I'm 42, and I thought, oh my gosh, well, social media really now is just about people who are like Gen Z. Mm-hmm. And that took me a while to get over. You know, where's my place online? Is there a place for me online if I'm not 25 or 30? And the answer is yes. You know, and there's a lot of successful people, a lot of successful women online that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Mm-hmm. But maybe you're not tapped into them. So if you are in a certain age bracket, I would suggest find people who are also in that age bracket if they've run the race ahead of you. And if you're looking to accomplish something similar to what they're accomplishing or have accomplished, look to them. If your entire feed is made up of people that are in a different sector than you, whether it's age or niche or it could be geographical location or whatever, it's great to have some of that. But if that's all you're seeing on a day-to-day basis, then it goes back to the evidence, right? You have no proof of what's possible for you.
Right.
So that's another thing I would say to people, definitely make sure that you're tapped into people who are more similar, who have run the race ahead of you and can demonstrate what's possible.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It goes back to the proof, right? Of just being able to understand, okay, someone's already done it before you, but finding that. So it's like removing that comparison, like what you've been mentioning as well, because that is the feat of joy of understanding who we are and staying in our lane, because there's going to be lots of lanes, but really staying in our lane and knowing that there is space for everybody. It's just finding where your space is. And I love that you really allude to that, because I think that is important to remember, because we all have something so unique, and it is really about standing out in our light, because we all have a light and not to dim it.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes we will, and it's not okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's okay.
More often than not, I think we dim it. And so learning, you're absolutely right. It's like going to the gym and strengthening a muscle. Learning how to strengthen that light is so important, so important. And the world needs it. The world truly, it sounds cheesy, but it's true. We're all on this earth at this time for a certain purpose. So whatever your unique gifts are, we need them. You know, we don't need you to go try to be a carbon copy of someone else.
Yeah, we already have that carbon copy. One's enough.
Exactly.
And I'm curious, just since you brought it up, what is like maybe a way that you've worked with clients or just in general about strengthening their light and being able to really shine their light when it comes to their unique individual traits and processes?
So much of it is rooted in mindset. It's, we could talk mindset all day long. So much is rooted in really communication with oneself and strengthening that muscle. That's where people, it's interesting because people used to come to me for a lot of speaking coaching or social media coaching. It's like what we were just talking about. That was the end result. That's what they wanted.
Right.
And there are a lot of people who coach for speaking. I mean, I used to do it for Fortune 500 companies too. I would prepare people for TV interviews and that kind of thing. And the truth is, you can teach people communication skills, surface level, all day. You can teach them how to speak, what to say, you know, what to wear, all the things. But if underlying, they don't believe in themselves, if underneath the surface, that iceberg, there's all this doubt, there's all this fear, there's all this worry, there's all this comparison, there's all this regret, there's, you know, whatever. If that's all there, then they're not going to come across as how they want to. So you can sprinkle all this beautiful, you know, stuff on to, let's just say crap. It's still going to be crap at the end. And I'm not saying people, you know, are crap, but you know what I mean? But,
yes, I do.
You know? But that's what a lot of people do because they don't know any different. And so digging up some of that stuff, doing that deep inner work, that is so key. And once you've done that, you can succeed at anything, because now you've done, you know, you're taking care of the iceberg part that's below.
Right. You're absolutely right. And it's like, a lot of people don't see that because it is the iceberg, just like that example of everything that's underneath that. And I think it's so important to recognize too, that they might be like, okay, yes, I'm learning all these skills, but it's like that deeper meaning, that mindset of under really applying what they're learning and taking that and doing that mindset work so they can show up and feel really confident when they're speaking, when they're interviewing, all those aspects, because it will show up in a different way. It might not be super obvious, but to them, they might see it after watching it over again. Oh, okay. I seem timid, or I seem this, but really working on that mindset. Like, I love that that's what you focus on too, because I think it's something, there's so many layers to it. It's not just one entity.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you could give two or three tips to beginning entrepreneurs or people that are on this journey that you wish you would have known in the beginning that would have been really beneficial, what would those be?
Ooh, let me think about this. Gosh, only two or three?
No, I'm sure you could give like a million.
Yeah, could we have a few more hours? All right, two or three. At the beginning of the journey, you said?
Beginning or in the midst?
Whew, okay. I would say part of that, what comes to mind, is strategy, having strategy. Mm. It's so easy to get lost in, you know, again, that end goal. But if you don't have a plan on how to get there, you're basically throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks, and you're going to waste time. You're going to waste money and resources, energy, all that kind of stuff. So coming up with a strategy, which often is going to be working with a coach of some kind, you know, working with someone, some kind of mentor, doing some sort of program that's going to take you through the steps so you can plan out what that looks like to get to your end goal. So strategy, definitely. I wasted so much time. Right? I mean, yeah. And I think, you know, that's part of it too. I guess we have to go through that.
Yeah.
But as soon as you can determine that that's what you're doing, as soon as you can go, maybe I don't have all my ducks in a row, that's when, hop on the strategy train and get something very clear and write it out. You know, get a whiteboard and write that out. Don't just think that you have it in your head, because your thoughts are going to change day to day and you're going to go, oh, maybe I'll go this direction now or that direction. So get a clear strategy and stick to it for a period of time. So that would be the first thing. And the second thing would be, start to build relationships. You know, relationship capital is so important. And it is a currency that you can't buy. It takes time to develop real deep relationships where there are people that you, and I'm talking about fellow entrepreneurs. I don't mean people in your personal life, because really more often than not, they're not going to understand the journey that you're on. A lot of entrepreneurs are like the quote black sheep in their community and their family and their friend tribe, whatever it might be. So find your entrepreneur tribe, and you can do that, of course, online, which is great. So look for people who are also up to big things, who are going to support you, who are going to at times push you, you know, give you a gentle nudge, who are going to hold you accountable, you know, find those groups of people, or even just a few people to start. That's so important. And like I said, it takes time. So the sooner that you can start finding those people, the sooner you can start developing and nurturing that relationship.
Oh, those are two powerful tips. And I think so key to at any stage of entrepreneurship, because strategy, it might change, but I love like the visualization of a whiteboard and like writing it down, like just getting it out of our head. Is a lot of times ideas like flow really quickly and like the creativity's flowing, but like write it down somewhere, I think, is really key, and just having that strategy. But relationships is another such an important aspect of life in general, because you just never know how somebody can help you, or being able to have like the having the support that's the biggest piece, especially what you're saying too about entrepreneurship. A lot of times you might be the black sheep in the family, or your friends might not understand what you're doing, but having a community that gets it, that's in your corner, because your friends and family, of course, want to support you, but they just might not understand what you're doing too. So I just really wanted to highlight both of those again, because I think they're phenomenal and so key to success.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm happy to share. And that was a great question.
Well, I'm glad. And I'm glad you shared such a great answer too. very important. But I've been enjoying this conversation so much, Babel and Brooke, but we are going to jump into the rapid fire questions if you're ready for them.
Woo, I'm ready. Bring them on.
All right. First question is, who is your hero?
Oh my gosh. I love this. My hero are the people. And so it's not just one, it's the group of people that showed up for me online when I talked about when I was still housebound, live streaming. They're the people that showed up and completely supported and showed love to a total stranger. So those people, without them, I wouldn't still be here.
Well, I'm glad they were there for you, and I'm so glad you are still here and thriving.
Thank you.
And what motivates you to work smarter?
I want to show people what's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to show people what is possible. And the answer to that is anything. And so that's, I'm committed to doing that for the rest of my life.
And it shows your passion for it and just being able to show up for all those that are really watching you along this journey, but also benefiting from everything that you are sharing as well. And if you were a superhero, I mean, you kind of are, but technically from like movie wise and whatnot, what would be your power or powers?
Oh my gosh. So two things are what I've always wanted when I've thought about this. Cause we've all thought about this, right?
Of course.
So number one, I would love to just be able to transport to anywhere at any given time. Right. Mm-hmm. So no matter like, oh my gosh, that, can you think of what that would open up for us? So
everything.
Yes, that's number one. Number two, I would love to be able to speak every language on the planet. Ooh. And communicate with every person on the planet. Ooh. Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would. It would just open up so many channels too.
Yes.
Of just understanding.
Yep. To just, ooh, be fluent in every language that exists. I think, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. And it would be so fun.
Yes, yeah, it would. I always say on here too, I'm like, I wish I could just like grant all these powers. Like me, like I feel like that should be my superhero, like being able to, yes, like, that's your power.
You can be our genie, please.
I'm working on it. Work in progress. So if you were to share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be?
Okay, four. So without a doubt, Judy Garland. She is my like, and so if I had to right now, you know, go with someone in her place, it would be Liza Minnelli. So, you know, maybe I could make that happen. I absolutely adore John Travolta, and I'm very lucky because actually the people that I love besides Judy, I've met them all. And so I've been very blessed in that sense. Yeah. So my third person would be, I don't know if many people will know who this is, but Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. So he's the genius behind all of their music, and yeah, he's an extraordinary man as well. And then, you know what, let me change it up. So let me think of someone I haven't actually met to add to this. Let's put in, all right, we have Judy, we have John, we have Brian, maybe another woman. Let's do Oprah. I feel like she would just be, my gosh, full of so many stories and energy. And yeah, I think that would be, oh wow, that'd be a great dinner. Now we have to figure out what we would eat.
There's that. I don't know how much eating would be going on.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
But it sounds like a really good table. I might want to join that.
yeah, please come. Well, it would be better to be even so we could sit evenly. So please join us and we can be six. Yeah.
Thank you. And what is the most daring thing that you've ever done?
Whew. So it's so funny because I moved out to California by myself when I was 25, and everyone thought, oh, that's so daring. It didn't feel daring to me, but I can tell you it's the smaller things in life that have felt daring to me. And So I'm someone that has always been a struggle for me in the past to get on a plane. So anytime I get on a plane, that is a huge accomplishment for me. And it might be like nothing else to, you know, someone, but yeah, that's a really, whenever I do that, it is an adventure. Like I am signing up for, you know, definitely an adventure, but there's been a lot of things that I've done in life. I feel like the bigger the thing, the easier for whatever reason it is for me to do. the quote smaller or more normal thing, those are sometimes more challenging. And so I share that because I think there's a lot of people out there that feel like, oh, they're the only one who struggles with this or that. And, you know, it's not a big deal to anyone else. Everyone has their thing or things, you know?
I definitely believe that. And I'm glad you brought that up too, because it sometimes it might be this huge thing, but it's also huge for each individual and what that looks like as well. So I'm glad you brought that up. And I think it's important to recognize too, daring has a different definition for everybody.
Absolutely.
And just owning that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the phone app that you use the most?
All of them. My screen time is insane. Are we talking social media or?
You can talk any app that you use.
So social media, I am probably on Instagram. I know I am. I'm on Instagram the most.
Instagram is a good one. It's a connecting tool, you know?
Easy to get lost in for sure. And TikTok, very, very easy to get lost in.
It definitely is.
But yeah, I would say all the apps. Hashtag all the apps is where I spend my time.
Well, I appreciate the transparency because I'm kind of right there with you.
And I'll even go further. I'll be more transparent and tell you that I have two phones and they all have different apps and they're like maxed out on their apps. I mean, it's crazy. I'll be starting a 12-step program for app addicts soon that we can all, you know, share together.
You know, it's so funny when like Clubhouse came out, so many people had two phones. So I feel like you're not alone on that because they're like, they had the Clubhouse phone and then like everything else.
It's true. It's so true. Yeah. No, you had to. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah, that's when I got my second one. It was during the height of that for sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And what is the last book that you've read or listened to?
I have a thing for Dan Brown. I love Dan Brown books, and I'm really at a loss right now because I finished them all and I can't find. So I'm saying this now to all of your viewers and yourself included and all of your listeners. If there is anyone close to Dan Brown, like, please let me know, because I can't find any book that is just that good. And Dan Brown's the author of, you might know, like Da Vinci Code and Inferno. Those are some of the more popular ones.
Yeah.
Oh, just so good. And it's hard for me to find fiction that I can get lost in. So I find myself when I do read, it's usually to learn, you know, what can I learn from this book and how can I apply it? That kind of thing. So I'm always looking for, I want to get lost and turn my mind off. So yeah, I would love for someone to tell me what is similar to his writing, which is just so smart and fascinating.
Well, comment below. What is the most similar? She wants to know. Let us all know.
Yeah. Help everybody. Yeah. But I actually don't read a lot. I write way more than I read because I find that I have so much up here and I need more output, less input. So it's exactly why I invite in the suggestions for really fascinating, smart, you know, fun fiction, adventure, like it's all those things. So yeah, I could go on and on. I'm a big fan. I love you, Dan Brown.
Maybe he's watching.
Yeah.
So if you were to have a movie about your life thus far, who would play you?
This I can answer easily because I've been in talks. I have a book coming out next year. And so there's talks about it either becoming a film or a Netflix series. And they're throwing around the name of Lucy Hale.
Oh.
And so I never thought of that before. And then that's what's been tossed out. So we'll see. And she's awesome. And so, Yeah.
Yeah. She's a phenomenal actress.
She is. It's so funny. Coming from acting, I was always like, well, if I ever, you know,
you just play yourself.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Like, they're like, you trust us. You won't want to go through, like, go through that again. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good point. I've already lived it. So.
Well, the option's there, you know, just in case. Yeah. I think you would play great yourself, you know?
Yeah, right.
Oh, who better? Who better?
Right.
So if you have a favorite family recipe, whether it's traditional or you love making it as a family, is there one that you have?
I'm going to be honest. I don't really cook. I'm not into cooking. I will say there's something that I like to bake. Mm-hmm. And it's something I made up myself. I'm sure other people, like, it exists, but it's something that I just kind of started to put together on my own. I do it in the fall. Mm. So if you ever want to come on over around Halloween, which is my favorite holiday, I like making these gluten-free pumpkin chocolate chip banana muffins. I almost said cupcakes. They're muffins. Ooh. And they are, I have to say, extraordinary. Even people that don't like muffins try them and they're like, ah. So the only thing is I'll make a bunch of them and then that's all I eat for like a week. Like I won't eat anything else because I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm kind of like a cookie monster, you know? I'm like, oh, yes. God, maybe I should have a meal with some nutrition, but no.
Well, there's banana in there.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I got your back on that.
Yeah. There's antioxidants in the chocolate chips. I mean, you know, I like where you're going with this.
I have to look at it from my perspective too.
Yes. No, thank you. And pumpkin is technically a vegetable, right?
Okay, so see?
We really
We're
have
winning.
Groups covered. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So if you had to describe yourself as an animal, personality type, style, what animal would you be?
So so many people have told me this over the years and I just have to go with it now. I have to embrace it because it's no coincidence that multiple people have said this. They've said a prairie dog, you know, like the little things that pop up and they kind of, and they're really like, you know, yeah. I don't know. So I'm like, all right, I guess that's my spirit animal. I don't know.
There you go. Well, I mean, if multiple people have said it, you know, they're just very aware and like ready to go.
Yeah. So
I mean, makes sense.
Yeah. I'm prairie dog.
Mm-hmm. And they're cute, you know?
Yeah. Although if I could be anything in a heartbeat, it would be a cat. It would be.
Yeah.
Cat. Oh my gosh. I would just love to just, yeah. Like
nap, curl up.
It's a good life.
Independent.
Yes. Yes.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. So when you have a day off, what's your favorite way to spend that day off?
What's a day off?
Yeah, or a few hours.
Whew, okay, so I love going to the beach, but because I'm just maybe 10 minutes from Malibu, yeah. I don't do the whole layout beach thing when mm-hmm. I go. It's to really just be so present with nature and mm-hmm. take in the waves and, you know, meditate and do that kind of stuff. And so mm-hmm. for me, it's just such a nourishing experience to go there. And so mm-hmm. I'll even just go for 10 minutes, you know, like it doesn't have to be a long time, but there's something mm-hmm. so powerful about being in that environment. And I think anytime mm-hmm. when we're in nature, it's, you know, like you can just feel it. It's so soothing to the soul and replenishing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's really where I like to spend my time.
I think it sounds just very rejuvenating too, you know, like just being able to have that fresh air, the waves, the smell, just like mm-hmm. being immersed in the present moment, I think is so key. And like what you're saying too. So I'm so glad you do live so close to the beach that you can just go there for a few minutes if necessary.
Yes. Although I have to admit, I don't go nearly enough. It's ridiculous that it's so close. And I need to do that more. So thank you for the reminder.
And the option's always there, you know? So even if you don't take it, it's there.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what is something an outsider wouldn't know about your industry?
How much goes on behind the scenes? Mm-hmm. You know, it might look just so easy or Yeah, it's the time factor. It might really look like it doesn't take all that much time, or I would say also that there's that low barrier to entry. It might look like, oh, anyone can be a coach, anyone can be a speaker. It's not like getting your doctorate or, you know, that kind of thing, but you still need to be properly trained. You're dealing with people. And so that's on the coaching end. And then also as a speaker, I, you know, again, I come from entertainment. So my first thing is always, how do I inform them or that kind of thing? It's how do I engage them? Because if I'm not engaging them, then nothing, it's all going to fall flat.
Right.
And so I think, yeah, people might think that it's just all so easy and, you know, doesn't take much time, but no, that's not the case at all. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love what I do, but there's a ton that goes on behind the scenes to really help it be at the level that it's at.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you saying that too, because a lot of times people think, oh, I can just start this, but it takes a lot of the groundwork of being able to build something incredible for yourself, but others too. And you're dealing with people as well. And it's getting, whether it's in speaking or coaching, just being able to get that message across, but in any capacity, especially with communication. But
And I would also add this, people think that it happens overnight. You know, everyone always thinks there's all these overnight successes, and that's just so not the case. And I say that so that anyone who's listening, that, you know, it's okay if you just started your business or whatever it is that you're currently working on. If you just started it last week, you haven't reached your goals yet. That's normal. You know, like, you're in good company. That's okay. Quite often it does take a long time, but you'll have, you know, little like baby successes along the way. And so just focus on them. Again, it goes back to like looking for evidence, but it takes time. It takes a lot of time. I've been doing this for years. And so, you know, like decades. Yeah. And so, yeah, it definitely, you know, takes time. So I would say go easy on yourself, you know, and just accept that it's a journey. It's a marathon. It isn't a sprint.
Well said. It is true. But Babylon Brooke, where can people find you, hire you? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Sure. Thank you. So you can find me anywhere online at Babylon Brooke. I've kept it really simple. And when I say Babylon, it's not like the town Babylon.
They're like, thanks for clarifying.
It's three separate words. Babylon Brooke. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Clubhouse, YouTube, all the places, right? All the apps, hashtag all the apps. And I would also advise you to go to babylonbrooke.com. That's where all of my offers are. I have freebies, all kinds of resources for you as well. So make sure that you dive into those. And if you're interested in Standout Online Academy, that's available on my website as well. So get on that wait list. If right now, if you're listening and it isn't available to get started, get on the wait list so you can be one of the first people to be notified when it does become available again.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Babylon Brooke, for being on here today, just sharing your journey, the ups, downs, everything in between, and just being so vulnerable and transparent of everything that you have gone through. I know so many people are learning so much from you today. So thank you so much for your time and energy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This has been such a fun conversation. It's been great hanging out with you.
Likewise. Well, make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from Babylon Brooke today that you got that you didn't know before, or maybe gave you a little bit deeper perspective of? I'm sure she would love to see that comment as well. See you on the next video.